Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Marque from The Marque Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Marque Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Marque Show.
The first hour of The Marque Show starts now.
You know, I totally understand that. If you disagree with your boss, when your boss is out there saying one thing and you're undercutting him, I mean, I feel like my boss would get rid of me as well. You know, you serve at the pleasure of the president if the president's not pleased with you because you're contradicting every single thing he's saying about the election. Hey, you know what? Maybe you don't want to work for this administration. 855-765-1045. That's our number, 855-765-1045. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being here. Today is Whatever You Want Wednesday. And on Whatever You Want Wednesday, what that means is basically you get to call in and you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do none of the work. We literally do nothing all day long. We just sit here. We take your open mic messages. If you have an open mic message you want to leave us, you can do that by just downloading our mobile app, 104.5 WOKV, in your favorite app store. And then just hit the open mic feature, record a message, send it in. We will play it on the air as long as it's not profane and, you know, has somewhat, you know, somewhat something to do with anything.
And you may find yourself under a Biden administration. And you may say to yourself, that's okay, I voted for him. And CNN might say, Trump was right, we were wrong. And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
That's in reference to CNN giving praise for Trump's virus vaccine. Keep up the good work.
By the way, that guy put more effort into that open mic than we've put into the entire show today.
I loved that so much.
That was really impressive. Oh, speaking of impressive things, we'll get back to the whole Donald Trump firing Krebs in just a minute. But did you hear the news about Dolly Parton?
For Playboy?
Wait, what? No, that's
totally... Okay, sorry.
I don't know what websites you're going to.
No, it was TMZ that reported it.
Dolly Parton donated $1 million to coronavirus relief, or to the COVID vaccine fund, whatever it was. And that $1 million was crucial to this company that we talked about yesterday, Moderna, coming up with this vaccine that is now 95% effective. So much so that she's thanked on the official, I don't know, press release or the official, website or whatever it is that makes the whole thing official. Special thanks to Dolly Parton. Without her contribution, this coronavirus vaccine would not be necessary. So who knew that Dolly Parton would be the one that saves us all? I always suspected that in the long run, when the stuff hit the fan, Dolly Parton would be the one to come to our rescue. Because let's face it, there's nothing that woman can't do. She plays guitar. She sings. She writes music. She's an actress. She poses in Playboy, as Hannah pointed out. She runs Dollywood. If you've never been to Dollywood, and I kind of think maybe a little bit of this was selfish. Maybe like attendance at Dollywood had plummeted. And she's like, oh, my God, y'all need a vaccine. Here's $1 million. Go get one, hon, because I need people coming to Dollywood. And maybe that's part of it. But apparently everyone's thanking Dolly Parton today. She was interviewed on the Today Show, and they said, she's like, hey, I wanted to do my part, which makes me wonder about all these other so-called philanthropists out there, like Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates, everyone, when you talk about vaccines, they're like at the top of the list. Everyone has these conspiracy theories about them. They're giving billions of dollars to this, that, and the other. Why is Dolly Parton the one that cures coronavirus? What are Bill and Melinda Gates doing with their money? Jeff Bezos, you think the guy's the richest guy in the entire world? You're always hearing about these, philanthropic endeavors that Jeff Bezos and Amazon do. What's that guy doing? How come Dolly Parton is the one that has to give us the vaccine that's 95% of it? It's really interesting. I mean, again, God bless her, and I'm thankful for her. But it's just one of those, bizarre things that makes, you know, this world, it makes you scratch your head and go, what? 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Plus, they just keep finding votes in Georgia. They just keep finding votes in Georgia. And the votes in Georgia tend to skew positively for the president. They found 2,400 the other day, 2,700 last night, another, I think, 3,000 this morning. It makes me wonder again why every single county in this country seems to, A, have a different voting apparatus system, and, B, can't seem to keep track of all the votes, which you think would be something important to keep track of. You know, you'd really think, hey, presidential election, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, we know what's at stake. We feel like keeping track of votes is important. Why is it that you have to get to a hand recount and legal battles and a whole back and forth in the media before people actually come forward and say, hey, you know what? We now have all the votes. It really, I mean, we definitely need an overhaul of the system. And the more I think about it, the more I think Florida should be the model of the country. They used to say that Florida, this was like the big thing. People would say Florida is a cross section of the United States of America. Florida is a snapshot of the entire country. You've got North Florida, which is very similar to the South. You've got, you know, the South Florida, which is very similar to the North, ironically. You've got a large Latino population. We've got African-American population. We've got all kinds of various people. You've got the middle of the state where it's all, you know, well, the I-4 corridor. You've got tech. You've got entertainment. We have sports. We've got banking. And Florida is basically, I mean, with the exception of the fact that we never have any snow, it's basically a little, it's like a little cross section of the United States of America. Well, under the current leadership, Ron DeSantis, we have seen not only is Florida a cross section of America, but it seems to be the model by which every other state in America should be run. No offense to every other state in America, but when you look at all of these lockdowns that we're heading into for Thanksgiving, lockdowns in New York, lockdowns in Washington State, lockdowns in California, lockdowns in Michigan, you know, even Ohio, Mike DeWine is announcing more lockdowns. So when you look around the country and you see that everybody's basically canceling the holidays or telling you not to get together with your loved ones, all these things in Florida, the opposite is true. In fact, I Googled it yesterday because my wife said, what's going on here? Are there new restrictions in Florida? I go, I haven't heard of anything. And I Googled it and there was literally an article in The Washington Post that said, despite new nationwide lockdowns, Florida remains open. And we do. We remain open and we have a vibrant economy. And we have restaurants that are getting business, and we have a Disney World, which is now upping its capacity from 25% to 35%. We've got, you know, the beaches open. We've got bars and restaurants and all kinds of entertainment venues. We've got people doing work and people hanging out with their relatives. And we've even started reopening some of our nursing homes and our elderly care facilities. And for whatever reason, our hospitals are still not at full capacity. And our hospital beds are still available to people that may need it. And even though, you know, coronavirus cases are up nationwide, the deaths don't climb at the same rate. So there's something about Florida that really seems to be that we've managed to get it together. And maybe it's trial and error. And look at elections. Our election in 2020, the Florida election, was probably one of the best, most succinct, most carefully counted, and most, I would say probably accurate elections that we've had from any state. I mean, Florida, we knew at 9 o'clock at night, the polls closed at 7. We knew at 8 o'clock, we had a pretty good idea. By 9 o'clock, by 9:30, it was over. You could have called Florida. Nobody wanted to because it went to Donald Trump. So everyone was waiting and waiting. Finally, I think like 10:45, the major news network started to call Florida. But we had our stuff together. And sure, back in 2000, it was a different story. It took us 20 years. Even back in 2018, we had issues with these votes, finding votes in a closet, finding votes in the trunk of a car. But for whatever reason, we seem to have gotten it together. Ron DeSantis put his foot down and said, we're not going to be the laughing stock of the election world anymore. We're going to be the model. And surely we have become just that. when you look at how big this state is, how populous this state is, how important this state is, how many electoral votes we have, when you look at all the different geographic areas we have, we've got big cities, we've got urban centers, we've got rural areas, we've got beaches, we've got everything but mountains, and we were able to get all the votes in. We were able to get all the votes counted. We didn't lose any votes. No votes were contested, and we had a clear-cut winner at 9 o'clock at night on Election Day, and that's despite the fact all you people out there that can't count your mail-in ballots for like weeks, Nevada looking at you, Arizona talking to you, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, all you places, we had 8 million mail-in votes. 8 million. I think the year the election before we had 800,000. So you're talking about a dramatic increase. Even with the mail-in votes, even with the early votes, even with the day-of votes, within 2 hours of the polls closing, this state nailed it. And that's why I'm thinking that if anyone is really serious about election interference and cracking down on systems that are haywire and easily corrupted, if you really are not worried about it, or if you're really worried about election fraud, you have to get Ron DeSantis involved. You have to get the people here in Florida involved. Because in just 2 years, this guy went from, hey, we've still got the same problems we're seeing from 2000 to, hey, we've got the best run electoral system in the entire country. And anybody who's serious, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, people in Philadelphia, anybody, the Federal Elections Commission, if you're serious, you need to come take a look at Florida and learn from what we do and then duplicate it and replicate it in other state. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. It's whatever you want. I know I kind of went off on a tangent, but listen, today's your day. What you want to say, it's all up to you. Give us a buzz, 855-765-1045. Whatever you want, Wednesday kicks off right after this on 104.5 WOKV. There's a bell somewhere on YouTube if you're looking for a notification. Just click the bell on YouTube. You'll get notified whenever we go live. 855-765-1045. We are live right now on YouTube. 11 our peeps on YouTube. Also on Facebook. 11 our peeps on Facebook and Twitch. We love you and Periscope and ever. And if you're listening to this podcast later on at a time that, is not live, but it's convenient for you, great. We'd love that too. And if you didn't know we had a podcast, Apple, iTunes, you can find it. Google, I think we're everywhere. Stitcher. I don't even know. Just Google Mark K Show podcast and it'll pop up. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Thomas in Wisconsin. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, doing great, man. Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say, Thomas?
I want to make a comment that Wisconsin, I live in Wisconsin, and they had like 150,000 more voters than registered voters. And guess what? They're all for Biden.
Yeah.
So it's obvious. No, I mean, I don't see why, what's the thing? There's something going on, so.
That's one of several instances, and it's tragic how little attention all of these instances are getting paid in the media. In fact, they're downplaying them, and they're talking about how the Trump campaign is flailing around looking for, throwing everything at the wall. Well, there's a lot of stuff to throw at the wall, and that's a shame. The problem to me is, and Thomas, you bring up a great point. We appreciate you listening. Here's my big problem with all this election interference, whatever, call it fraud, call it, dead people voting, call it votes in the middle of the night, call it what a corruption. Here's my problem with it. There's obviously instances of it everywhere in Pennsylvania. We saw where in Detroit, they boarded up the windows and wouldn't let anybody watch. We saw the votes coming in the middle of the night that were being reported. We have all these affidavits from thousands of people all over. And I'm thinking to myself, the biggest problem isn't necessarily that this is happening. I mean, that's a huge problem. But to me, the biggest problem is that so many people are just totally fine with it. They're totally okay with it. People that voted for Biden are like, forget it. You lost. It's what election interference, election schminterference. Even if there was election interference, you lost. You're never going to get the votes back. They're totally fine with it. Americans out there are totally cool with the fact that their election was compromised by one side over the other because they won. Whereas in 2016, when there was no election interference, nobody was okay with it. Nobody. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, none of them. None of them were okay with Donald Trump winning, and they all claimed that there was election interference. Now that we actually have election interference, everyone's like, it's fine. Why is it fine? And why are you okay with it now? I almost didn't care that the Democrats thought that Donald Trump colluded with Putin, because at least they were fighting for what they believed in. But now they're not even believing it. Americans that turn their back on any one of these instances, that to me is more distressing than somebody going in. I understand why somebody will create 1,000 ballots for Biden. You hate Donald Trump. I get it. So many people do. So many people hate Donald Trump. So many think that what the news media tells you about the kids in the cages is true, and the Muslim ban is true, and Donald Trump doesn't want Muslims coming into the country. They think that that's true. They think Donald Trump hates black people and is just funneling money and power to white supremacist organizations. They think he's a Nazi. All of that. I understand how people think that. I understand why people think that. It's all that they tell you with you when you turn on the TV or when you go on Twitter. So if you hate Donald Trump and you go out there and say, I'm going to come up with 5,000 fake ballots for Joe Biden just to get this SOB out of office, that I understand. It's wrong, but I understand it. What I don't understand is the person sitting at home saying, hey, you know what? I understand that these things happened, but at the same time, I'm totally okay with it. How could you be okay with that? 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show. Your phone calls coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
Democrats are cheating in Georgia. They're getting caught cheating, and they cheated a lot more than what they're getting caught at.
I'll tell you what, man, the fact that these ballots just keep popping up in Georgia is an issue, because we've got a really important runoff election in Georgia. I'm telling you, everybody's eyes should be on Georgia. Everybody should be watching what's going on in Georgia. If every Republican operative who's not doing something else on January the 5th isn't in Georgia, then there's something wrong with the Republican Party. Seriously, then the Republican Party deserves to lose. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little annoyed with how much the Republican Party let fly in this last election. None of this should have happened. They should have been prepared in all these places to watch these polls. They should have had people already in position. And now with Georgia, I hope they've learned their lesson, because you've got two Senate seats in Georgia. You've got the entire world staring at this race. You can't just assume that because it's Georgia and because the Republicans and because it's a runoff election, they're going to win. Those rules don't apply anymore. It doesn't just matter who gets the most people to go to the polls on election day. There's so many more different working pieces. You've got to be able to make sure that you get so many people mailing in their ballots. You've got to make sure that you get all those ballots counted appropriately. You've got to make sure that other ballots don't just appear in the middle of the night. You've got to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And this election, super de-duper important. 855-765-1045. Brandon in Mississippi. Brandon, hi. Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Mario, me and my grandmother, we love your show.
Oh, yeah.
And she's 85 years old, and she just loves watching you. She loves you watching you give the liberals and Democrats fits.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. I'll tell her I said hello, and thank you so much for watching. We appreciate it. Yeah,
she's sitting right here with me, and I was, of course, made from Mississippi. Yeah. I mean, I'm proud of my heritage, and I'm proud of American and everything, but this whole CNN, Fox News thing is just, it's irritating to me to the point to where it surprises me, but it doesn't surprise me of how crooked these people are. I mean, it's beyond evil, in my opinion.
It's crooked. You mean CNN and Fox News, what, helping Joe Biden and attacking the president at every single instance they get?
Yes. Okay. It's like, I don't understand how that many people can hate him. But at the same time, I'm looking at it as Donald Trump was ahead that night.
Yeah.
And then you cannot lose that many. I'm going to go ahead and make it short. You cannot lose that many votes that quick.
Right. No, we're all with. Look, there's a lot of problems with this. You're right about that. When you look at it all, it's a lot of different factors and a lot of different factions working together. It's the media. It's the media that for 4 years were trying to sell Donald Trump as this evil, satanic person who hated everybody and everything and was only in it for himself. Evil person, incompetent, didn't care about America or Americans. The only problem was, while they tried to sell that narrative to most of America, a large portion of the country realized that, hey, Donald Trump's actually a pretty decent person. Maybe it's the news networks that are evil and satanic and selling us a bag of goods. Maybe it's the news networks that we can't trust and who don't love Americans. The president seems to be on board with America. He seems to be, you know, right there helping people out the way they need help, whether they need money or they need to be let out of prison or they want a stronger military or they want border security or they want to put their country first or they don't want to, you know, they want more of their money staying in their bank account. They don't want to be taxed. If you think about that, maybe more of America looked at this guy and said, well, that's the guy we're more like. We're not like this Don Lemon character on CNN who thinks everybody involved in the Trump campaign or everyone who voted for Donald Trump is a racist. We're not like this AOC or Ilhan Omar who called everyone at the Trump rally. They called it a Klan rally. It's ironic. And just so all these things, maybe that's what happened. So you've got the news media, sure, on that one point. Then you've got the Democratic Party themselves who, first of all, not only felt cheated by Donald Trump, but they felt they were just, I mean, beside themselves. They felt they had the Hillary Clinton thing in the bag. Barack Obama was this legendary president, best president ever. OMG. LOL. Couldn't believe what Barack Obama changed America for the better. And Hillary Clinton was hand selected to just there shouldn't have even been an election. They should have just said, hey, Hillary, come on in, pick some drapes. We're just going to give it to you. Get the Oval Office when this guy's done with it. But, oh, OK, well, fine. We'll go through the election. We'll let the Republicans duke it out. Donald Trump. Sure. Let him be the nominee. It's easy breezy, lemon squeezy. And then all of a sudden they lost because they were asleep at the wheel. That irritated them. That irritated them to no end. And so that's where this all began. So when you take the Democratic Party and when you take the media and when you have them go after Donald Trump, who is the people's president, he's the most American president we've had, probably in 150 years. When you have someone like Donald Trump and the media and the Democratic Party are against him, they're basically against America. And they've got to do things that you wouldn't actually do if you were pro-America. And that's how we've gotten to where we are today. And that's why CNN and Fox News and everyone else is the way that they are. But hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate you and your grandmother watching in Mississippi. Mike in Palm Coast. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. I wanted to make, I read an anonymous quote that I think really pertains to the current political situation. And it said, a change does not occur or will not occur until it's too painful not to change. And I really think that most of the citizens across this country have reached that threshold. And this idea is not new, but I really think if the Trump Organization were to put their energies into creating a new political party, call it the American Patriot Party, that people across the country would just jump ship from Republicans, leave all these rhinos behind, the party would die on the vine, and the Democrats, their heads would explode.
Mike, that's an amazing theory. What Donald Trump has done is he's transformed the Republican Party, because those 73, 4 million people who voted for him, they didn't vote for him because he's a Republican. They voted for him because he's Donald Trump. And you're exactly right. If any Republican tries to go backwards, if any Republican tries to put America last, if any Republican tries to open up our borders, if any Republican tries to grant amnesty, if any Republican tries to lower the military, raise our taxes, get us involved in ridiculous, ridiculous climate change cooperatives like the Paris Climate Accord, if any Republican tries to stand by and say, hey, you know what? This World Health Organization is pretty good. We should be part of it. This Iran nuclear deal, that's gold. We've got to jump back in there. If any Republican tries to undo any positive thing that Donald Trump has done in the last four years, they will be run out of town. They will be run out of town because Donald Trump controls the Republican Party, whether he's in the White House, whether he's in Mar-a-Lago, whether he's on Twitter, whether he's at a rally in Pittsburgh, doesn't matter where he is the leader of the Republican Party. And anyone else who tries to say or do differently is against that party. He's transformed it. So maybe the new party is going to be the Rhino Party, or maybe the new party is going to be, I don't know, the Never Trumper Party. It doesn't matter. But Donald Trump's already taken hold of this party. If you don't like it, get out. We have no need for you anyway. That's what the Democrats are. You know what the Democrats are doing? There's a civil war in the Democratic Party right now between the leftists and between the moderates. And Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, they're moderates. You know, they understand that while they really like these social programs that the socialists are putting forward, they understand that most of America not going to fall for it. So they need to be moderate. And that's how Joe Biden got all these people to vote. He's a moderate. Pardon me. He's old. He's not Donald Trump. Pardon me. Nancy Pelosi. How did she get to be Speaker of the House for 400 years? She's a moderate. She can bring people together. You know, that's what they're claiming. But now there are probably an equal number of crazy left-wing socialists in the Democrat Party, and they didn't get voted out of office. The squad's back. The squad increased. There's more squad. They got squattier in the last election. It's the moderates who lost 20 seats to the Republicans. It's the moderates who are being chased out of the party. And when you have one side of a political party growing while the other side is deteriorating, guess who's emboldened? That socialist part of the, I think the best thing the Republican Party can do is let AOC and the squad and all her friends take over the Democrat Party. Let AOC be Speaker of the House. Let her push all these ridiculous social programs and socialist ideals on the people in the United States of America. Let her own party realize that she is the detriment. She's the reason they're losing. Nothing would be better for the Republicans and for the conservatives and for the country than having more AOCs in control of the Democrat Party. 855-765-1045. Gosh, we got to take another break. We got more of your phone calls coming up. Stay tuned. Somebody, was it on Facebook or was it on YouTube?
It was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube. Somebody on YouTube said, Hannah is my favorite news anchor. And Hannah got all giddy, and I was like,
"I did. I was so happy."
Oh my God! If somebody called me a news anchor, I would be so upset. Some dude on Twitter the other day said, "You're so ignorant. How dare you call yourself a journalist?" And I was like, "Don't ever call me a journalist.
Like, I'm not."
That is the most of you can call me whatever you want. You can insult my intelligence all day long. Do not ever call me a journalist. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. I'm a little worried. By the way, it's whatever you want Wednesday. I'm a little worried about Susie because we haven't heard from her yet.
Yeah, it's Trump Day. What is she doing?
Maybe the lines are just so crowded that she hasn't been able to get through. But Susie, yeah, if you're out there, it's Trump Day and we haven't yet heard. We should record her for the days that, you know, maybe she had to go to the doctor or maybe she overslept. But what that means is whatever you want to talk about today, you call in and you can talk about it. 855-765-1045. Tracy's in Charlotte. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thank you so much. Thanks for asking. What do you want to say today, Tracy?
So, Mark, there's an executive order that Trump signed on September 12, 2018.
Yeah, I heard about
this. Not too many people are talking about it, but the conservative outlets are talking about it.
Right.
And basically what he did is he set this up so that any outside interference, foreign interference to the United States election, they can investigate it, and he's declared a national emergency to deal with a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So they've known about this for some time. He mentions the 2017 Intelligence Community Assessment.
Sure.
The other thing that's really significant is that the head of the Fed Electoral Commission, Trey Traynor, he's gone on Newsmax and gone on public record saying that the election was rigged.
I saw that because he was talking about the lawsuit with Sidney Powell, and he said, and Sidney Powell, by the way, she's not the Alex Jones of legal briefs. She's not some conspiracy theorist. This is a woman who is intelligent, powerful, looked at very highly and highly regarded in her profession. And everybody, including, like you said, the Federal Elections Commission chairman, said if Sidney Powell believes that this election there was interference, then I believe it. That's all. That's the only eyewitness testimony I need. Which is great news for the president, but you're right. Until somebody investigates it, until some court takes it up, what's happening with all these court cases is, and this is the problem, when you have one corrupt society, like, for example, Philadelphia, if they're holding corrupt elections because their mayor's corrupt and their governor's corrupt, then, of course, the judiciary, which was appointed by mostly Barack Obama, those are going to be corrupt as well. So you're running, the Republicans are running right into a brick wall every time they step in a courtroom. It happened in Nevada just yesterday. The judge in Nevada said, this is the most ridiculous thing. Or he said something like, this gets more and more ridiculous every day. And he was an Obama appointee. So everything is politicized. And that's one of the big issues they're facing.
Yeah, and I'm from Southern California, and I have a classmate whose father ran for election back in the day when I was in high school, and I was in high school in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And he ran for a congressional office in Southern California, and they went to bed that night with him way ahead, mm-hmm. thinking he won.
Yeah.
And they woke up in the morning, and lo and behold, somehow 1,000 ballots appeared somewhere from the middle of the night. What does that sound like?
No, I know. It's not the first time this has happened. It's just the largest scale that I think we've experienced it on.
Well, I think California has been a big testing ground for all of this ballot harvesting. And, you know, they want to fundamentally change how elections are held within the United States.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this for years in California as a testing ground. And now they're bringing it out into the general electorate.
Sure, absolutely.
So this needs to be stopped, and it's like they said, if Lindsey Graham said, if this isn't stopped, we'll never see another Republican president again, and we may end up with Democrats running the entire country, in the red states.
Tracy, you're right about that. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate more, and we're starting to see some of that, like in North Carolina, where, the Democrat governor got reelected, but no other Democrat did. How does that happen? We got to take another quick break. And thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045. By the way, somebody on Facebook said, Alex Jones is a truth seeker, sir. You're right. I didn't mean to insult. I just was looking for a prominent figure that is typically linked to crazy conspiracy theories. His name popped to mind for whatever reason. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. More of the Markay Show. More whenever you want Wednesday. Next.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number, and it's whatever you want Wednesday today. Yay.
Woo, woo, woo.
We should point out, too, before we get back to the phone, though, that the this Ho-Ho Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament, I know you're like, it's not till December. It's December 3rd. It's literally like next week is Thanksgiving, which is a write-off, and then you come back and it's that Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking, I'll just wait till after Thanksgiving to grab my seat or my table, all the seats at the Markay Show table are sold out. We only had 5 because we have limited capacity, again, due to COVID-19. We only had 5 seats at the table. This is the featured table, by the way. Me, Josh, Hannah. You get to play with 3 celebrity bounties. And the way it works is if you knock one of us out of the tournament, and Hannah and Josh are pretty easy to knock out of the tournament, I'll tell you.
I know how to play.
Right. Then you get a prize. Hannah has a prize associated with her. So if you knock her out, you get the prize. The other Josh, a prize associated with him. You knock him out, you get the prize. Same thing with me. You knock me out, you get a prize. And that's what makes it more fun. So if you get a ticket at that table, you get 3 more chances or 2 more chances than anyone else to knock out a celebrity bounty because the other tables just have 1. Now, all those tickets, as I pointed out, sold out yesterday, but we still have tables available. So if you want to get a table, if you want to get your friends together, we had a guy call yesterday, right? He wanted a single seat, but then we didn't have one. So he said he's going to go to talk to his boss and get a table, right? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you, but you were like totally ignoring me live.
No,
on the air.
I was trying to read the comments.
I'll just throw some of you next time.
So a guy was looking at Rich was his name.
Rich, did he get a whole table? Do we know?
We don't know yet. He said he had to talk to his boss.
But there's only 5 of those, and you get a celebrity like Josh Scobie or Ally McDeal, or we have Austin Lane, who's an MMA fighter. He's on our sister station, ESPN.
690.
Thank you. All these celebrities that come out and they all have prizes and it all goes to a great charity, K's Kids. And also the grand prize winner gets not just a trophy, but $1,000 cash. Oh, did I mention the free food? Did I mention the open bar for 2 hours? Did I mention the prizes galore? Go to K's Kids right now. Grab yourself a table. 855-765-1045. Jay is in Jacksonville. Jay, thanks so much for holding. How are you?
How are you, Brian?
It's Mark.
Listen, Brian.
It's Mark. That was close, though.
It's Mark.
Brian was like an hour and a half ago.
I love both of you guys, man. I just I called in to say, man, I think it's a little irresponsible of you to continue to fuel the fire. I'm worried, man. I don't want our country slipping into a civil war. And I know that sounds like a conspiracy theory, but I can see the division, okay? And I don't hate Trump. I hated the way he approached everything. If you said something about him, he had to bite your head off. That's not what I want my president to do. So my vote against Trump this time was not because I hated him. I just hated the way he reacted to everything. And I think you, being one of the, you know, Republican leaders, you're on the radio, you have a base, you have to be a little bit more careful because, come on, but he won. You know, Biden won. I don't like AOC. I don't want the radical stuff. I just wanted to get back to the middle.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm okay with him losing the Senate. I'm totally fine with him losing the Senate.
But you're losing the Senate.
You just have to stop.
All right. Jay, listen, I appreciate your call. I definitely appreciate your call. I would say you're the irresponsible one, though, in this scenario, because you voted for somebody because you don't like the way the other guy talks. You admitted it yourself. I don't hate Trump. I hate the way he reacts to things. So I voted for Joe Biden. I voted for Joe Biden not because I hate Donald Trump, not because I thought he was a bad president. I didn't like the words that came out of his mouth. So because of you, Jay, because you couldn't handle it, because, you, I don't know, you have a thin skin, because all of a sudden Donald Trump says something or tweets something and you think it's negative or harsh or brash or unpresidential, because of that, you vote for a guy who you say, I don't want AOC. Well, guess what? You got her. You got Kamala Harris as the vice president with your vote. You got AOC empowered in the House of Representatives. You got, God, who knows who else, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. And you know what? I hear tell Hillary Clinton is coming back, too. And it's all because of people like you who are irresponsible enough to ignore the substance of the person and vote based on the presentation. You know, they say don't judge a book by its cover, Jay. And, you know, I know a lot of people believe that. I hear it from the left all the time. Don't judge a book by its cover. Well, guess what? If you voted against Donald Trump because you don't like the way he talks, you don't like the way he bites people's heads off, you don't like the nicknames he gives people, you don't like his tweets, you don't like his verbiage, you don't like anything, you don't like how he calls the reporters fake news. If that's the reason you voted against him, irresponsible. Irresponsible. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 855-7. By the way, Brian Kilmeade will be on again tonight at 6 o'clock. You can hear him for an hour, so that'll be great. 855-765-1045. This is Francisco in Florida. Hi, Francisco. How are you?
Hello, sir. Thank you for asking. I'm great. I hope you're doing the same.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, man. Thanks so much for asking. What's going on, Francisco? What'd you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, look, I'm an immigrant. I came to this country legally, and I can see definitely what Donald Trump has done for the Republican Party. And even if he doesn't stay in power, the Republican Party should forever be grateful, because he broke a very important barrier. And I can tell you that before anybody can, you know, one of the favorite words for Democrats is calling the Republicans racist. Yeah. But you know what? Donald Trump stood there. He took all the blows. And now he broke a very important barrier. Look at how many votes he got in the Hispanics and the black community.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That you know what that means? That the barrier is being broken. Now what the Republican Party needs to do is support a lot of those local people that are trying to run for office.
Yeah.
Hispanics and black, they're trying to run for office in the cities, in the counties, in the states. They need to support those people, because guess what? Now everybody, the fire that Donald Trump brought to these people, now from this point on, I can guarantee you, the next 2 years and the next two elections in 2022 and 2024, the Republican Party is going to get so strong, and it's all going to be because of the fire that this president brought.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump stood there and took all the blows that Mitch McConnell hasn't taken,
right.
Lindsey Graham hasn't taken. He's taken all the blows for years and years of Republican presidents taking blows about from the left, calling them names, calling them racist. But guess what? Now everybody there is ready to fight.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to fight. and I see great things for Republicans in the future.
Francisco, I agree with you, and I disagree with you. I agree with you 100%. He broke down the racial barriers. He took all the blows. He stood in front of the firing squad and took every shot, and all the other Republicans hid behind him. And you're right about minorities. You're right about Hispanics and Latinos. You're right about African Americans in the Republican Party. And yet, there are a lot of candidates that need to be supported in South Florida and in Florida and in these smaller races. But the one thing I want to make sure that everyone don't just vote for the Hispanic candidate or the African American candidate. Vote for the conservative candidate, because that's where this is all coming from. It's all conservatism. The reason that Latinos reach out to and are attracted to Donald Trump's message is because it's a conservative message, and it's right in line with what the Latino heritage teaches you. It's right in line with African American ideals and moral values. That's why. I mean, when you look at what a truly conservative president can do, when you look at how these ideals are truly American, truly moral, truly Christian, truly capitalist, when you look at it, when someone actually will pinpoint, and Republicans never did this, Republicans never pointed to a Democrat and said, here is what this person is going to do to you if you vote for them. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to take your money. They're going to take away your rights. They're going to take away your ability to decide for yourself. They're going to open up this country. They're going to change government. You will never be able to vote for a conservative again. You may never be able to vote again, because elections, they're not really good at those things. So they want to change the entire system. Somebody came along and pointed that out for the first time that I can ever remember. And that's what led to this influx of minority votes for Donald Trump. But make sure, absolutely vote. You know, don't vote for somebody based on their heritage. You know, don't care if they're black or white or a woman or whatever. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they believe. Listen to what they're telling you they're going to do for America. And if you like it, if it vibes with you, if it puts America first, then absolutely vote for them. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show. More of your calls on the way. It's Whatever You Want Wednesday, and it continues next. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045 is our number. So we've been getting a lot of questions on our super chats on YouTube. People asking about this story out of Buffalo about a mob boss who apparently put in the fix for Joe Biden and is now willing to flip in return for like immunity or something. So we Googled it. We found the Buffalo Chronicle. They have an exclusive how a Philly mob boss stole the election and why he may flip on Joe Biden. Here's this from a couple days ago. The innermost circles of the American mafia are abuzz. The boss of the Philly mob, skinny Joey Merlino, is taking a victory strut, hobnobbing around the highest echelons of old-time mafia folk, mostly in Florida, describing what may have been the heist of the century, the 2020 presidential election. The feat is drawing praise from far-flung corners of the Italian-American business community, which sees the tanks of a grateful administration as key to the revival of the community's political influence. But an associate says that Merlino, skinny Joey Merlino, might just be willing to flip on Joe Biden and the Pennsylvania political operatives who ordered up some 300,000 election ballots marked for Biden. The source alleges that Merlino and a lean team of associates. I wonder if it's a lean team because he's skinny Joey Merlino.
I think they were trying to do a pun.
manufactured those ballots at a rate of $10 per ballot, a whopping $3 million for 3 days of work. They were then packaged into nondescript cardboard boxes and dropped off outside the Philadelphia Convention Center. Sources who spoke to the Chronicle under condition of anonymity say that Merlino picked up those ballots from two private households where a trusted handful of associates were busily marking ballots with Sharpie markers. They were paid more than $1,000 per hour, often producing thousands of ballots every hour for more than 60 nearly consecutive hours. The ballots were purchased in cash. So apparently, I'm just skimming through. This is the first time I've read this, by the way. Skimming through, it says Merlino might just be willing to flip on Joe Biden in primetime congressional testimony. If President Donald J. Trump is willing to issue the longtime mobster a full expungement of his decades-long criminal record, and of course, Merlino wants to be pardoned for the election fraud itself and any crimes to which he may incriminate himself during his testimony. Here's a quote. He wants a clean record. He wants to fish and hunt on federal lands. He'd really like a job with the National Park Service. You need a clean record to get those things. But most of all, he wants the thanks of a grateful nation for coming forward. So, I mean, again, this is the Buffalo Chronicle, which I assume is the, you know, paper of record for Buffalo. Seems to be. They have other stories about, you know, Biden's.
Stories about everything.
Yeah, Jill Biden being floated to be a Secretary of Education. You know, who knows? I don't live in Buffalo. But that's the word on the street, that skinny Joey Merlino is looking to flip on the whole Pennsylvania mob, because apparently they bought 300,000 ballots for the biggest heist in political history. Really interesting. They say it could make it impossible for the Republican-controlled legislature in Pennsylvania to certify the state's 20 electoral votes. Look, I mean, here's the thing. When you do something like this, when you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. When you work with criminals, they're going to stab you in the back. You know, we've all seen Ozark. We know what happens. All of a sudden, one day you got a great working relationship. All of a sudden, there's a better offer. All of a sudden, you realize, you know, I want to go hunt and fish on federal lands, and I can't do that. I need you to expunge my record. Now, the question is, does he have proof? Or will more people come forward? Will Donald Trump be willing to pardon whatever crimes this guy could have committed or could be guilty of? I mean, you don't know when you're dealing with the mob what you're signing up for. But, hey, you know what? Maybe he's just looking to get famous. Who knows? But, again, if this is happening, if there is something going on with skinny Joey Merlino, if there's something going on with Dominion Software, if there's something going on with dead people in Nevada voting or people voting twice, if there's something going on with every county in Georgia just stumbling across 3,000 more ballots every single day that this thing drags on, if there's anything to any one of those, then every single American, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Socialist, Wiccan, Muggle, whatever you are, you should be concerned. You should be concerned that somebody, anybody, tried to manipulate this election. And if you're not, if you're like, it's over, Donald Trump lost, these are all conspiracy theories, there's no proof of election fraud, widespread election fraud, just move on. If you're saying, let's just move on from potential election fraud, you are the biggest problem this country has. You can tell all your relatives that at Thanksgiving. 855-765-1045. I'm sure they'll love it. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark K. Show coming up.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark K. Show.
This is the Mark K. Show.
855-765-1045.
What is happening?
That's 1045. It's all right. I'm trying to be, you know, because we have a lot of new conservative listeners who are Latino. Want to make sure that we're letting everyone. Oh, look, there's new open mic messages, too. There's new. Thank God. I was wondering where when those were going to come in. 855-765-1045 is our number. Here is here's one.
Hey, Mr. Marquet. I figured out why the Democrats are so insistent that we wear masks. They're so beautiful, and we are so ugly, they want to hide our face.
That's one.
Did you like that one that I pulled?
Thank you for that one.
Does Joe Biden talk about all the fraud that's going on?
Joe Biden doesn't talk about anything. I haven't heard Joe Biden. I'll be honest with you. Haven't heard Joe Biden speak since the election. I haven't heard him speak since the election. I know he's out, like he's picking people for the cabinet, or somebody's picking people for the cabinet. I don't know who it is. But I haven't heard a word out of his mouth.
Hey, Hannah, you're looking lovely this morning. Also, Mark, can you explain to me how a 10 o'clock bedtime in Ohio is going to stop the virus?
Don't know. I don't understand it either. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I don't understand the whole Thanksgiving thing. My mother is, she told me that she's going to be driving through for Thanksgiving, which luckily I have a circular driveway. So now I just need to, I need to install one of those speakers at the end of the driveway. Like, I'm thinking of having the kids build a little box and we can put a microphone in it. You know,
or
so
you can
do
like,
you know,
the cups.
Welcome to the K House. Can I take your order?
So yeah, like, yeah, I like a burger.
I like some dark meat, please, and some sweet potato casserole, and let me get some stuffing and cranberry sauce to go. Would you like to supersize that, Grandma? No, thank you. Just, oh, do you have any wine? Yeah, would you red or white? Yeah, we'll take the red. Oh, you know what? Give me one of each. Okay, $22.95. Drive around, please. And then I'll have the kids go out like the Chick-fil-A people, you know, and carry it to her car. Anyway, that's the goal because
that's
she's
a great idea.
You know, because the media's told her to be petrified of her own family.
Wait, is she scared to come over?
Yeah, she doesn't want to eat in the same room as us, so she's going to come over and hang out. We'll hang out outside, okay. But then she's not going to eat with us. So I was like, all right, 855, right. More for us. 855-765-1045 is our number. Let's go to Yancey in North Carolina. Hi, Yancey, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, doing great.
I wanted to thank you, man, for being part of my exercise program, because I'm going to tell you, man, when I listen to you, my blood pressure gets riled up and my cardio goes up, and it's a good way. So I wanted to thank you for that, okay?
Yeah. Well, whatever I can. Hopefully I don't give you a heart attack. Hopefully it's strengthening your heart, not weakening it.
I do have two things. One is a comment, and one is a it bugs me issue, okay? We talk about sincereness and honesty and transparency for good, decent Americans, you know? And that we want the best for the country. But, you know, Donald Trump, he doesn't go along with the normal person. I mean, he's not a swamp candidate. He's thinking about Americans and everything. And what really gets me is people let the fake news just kind of change their mind because they don't think for themselves anymore. And what happens is when we really get down to it and you think for yourself, you'll realize Donald Trump's the best thing. And what I mean by this is when he got elected the first time, I was actually shocked. I went, whoa. This tells me America is tired the last 8 years of the Democrat radical left and their agenda and everything. And that tells you something. And another thing about this first issue is what happened to real journalism? They used to push buttons on everybody. They didn't care what color or what you were or what party you were. They push buttons and they challenge your accountability. And that seems to have kind of gone away for a lot of the news media.
No, you're right. Yancey, first of all, you're right on so many of those points. The first one about Donald Trump is 100% accurate. And in fact, I'm with you. A lot of people, when Donald Trump started pulling ahead in the polls and when he started winning, when he started winning the primaries, when he won Florida, when he beat out Marco Rubio in Marco Rubio's own home state, and everyone, I think, really started taking him seriously. And then when we were at the convention, we were there in Cleveland. I was there with, Jeremy Ratliff was there, a bunch of others. And we watched him come out on stage and accept the nomination. And it was one of those, wow, this is happening moments. And you knew that it was America and Americans looking at this deal. It could have been Hillary Clinton. It could have been Joe Biden back then. It could have been anybody. But it was Americans saying, we don't want the same people running Washington, D.C. We don't want the same people thinking that they're just entitled to stay in Washington and run our lives forever. We don't want these people who've been there for decades and decades and decades and done absolutely nothing except make their own children wealthy. We don't want those people anymore. We want Donald Trump, who's already wealthy, who already has rich kids, who doesn't have any experience in Washington and is going there because he's fed up with it and wants to make America better for all Americans. That's what we wanted. That's what we saw. And that's what the Democrats weren't expecting. And for a lot of people, they voted for Donald Trump because they hated Hillary Clinton. Nowadays, what we're hearing is so many people voted for Donald Trump or voted for Joe Biden because they hate Donald Trump. Fine, touche. But when you look at the outcome, when you look at the fact that Donald Trump received 10 million plus more votes, 10 million plus more votes than he received 4 years ago. Come on, man. You can't tell me that Joe Biden got every single one of his electoral votes legitimately. There's no way. That doesn't happen to presidents who lose. That popular a person doesn't lose an election. 10 million votes, that ain't chump change. That's a lot of people who over the last 4 years said, I didn't like Donald Trump before, now I do. I didn't vote before, now I'm going to. I thought Hillary Clinton was the person. Boy, was I wrong. I jumped ship, and now I'm voting for Donald Trump all the way. 10 million people. You can't look at the numbers and not scratch your head and go, this seems really, really odd. 855-765-1045 is the number if you want to get through. 855-765-1045. Thomas in Ohio. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say today, Thomas?
Hey, I got. I heard about you from my son in Arizona when I was living out in Arizona for a few months. And I love your show.
Oh,
your show
thank you.
Is absolutely awesome.
Well, thank you and your son in Arizona. We appreciate that.
Yeah, he listens to you all the time. And since he turned me on to you, man, you're on every day.
Oh, wow.
But one of the things that I don't know if you've seen it. I just happened to turn on the TV and I was scanning the news channels and Fox was doing a video about a meeting or a get together that he had with the news media.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking him these baby questions and all this other stuff. And he says in one of the questions, he says, well, if I get elected president, so he's not even saying he's the president-elect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, is that a gaffe? Is that him just being political? Is he you know, seeing the writing on the wall? Who knows with that guy? Who knows? He still thinks he's campaigning. I mean, that's what I would chalk it up to. But I'll go. I haven't seen that yet, but I'll definitely go search for it. And you're right. You're right about that.
One of the other things is I feel within the first year or two, the FBI is going to charge him and his son. And if they don't do that, by the third year, he's going to lose his mind and have to step down.
Yeah.
And
I mean, look, Thomas, from your lips to God's ears, but I don't think the FBI does a lot of charging of anybody anymore. I'm just saying. 855-765-1045, at least not in Washington, D.C. And, you know, you bring up another the other thing that the other guy before you said about the media, and you reiterated it, was the softball questions and how the media has basically failed the American people. They've given up on journalism whatsoever. Look, he's right when he says journalists used to go out there. Their job used to be to go out there and dig and to push buttons and to investigate and to try to you would try to get people to trip up. You would try to get them to admit things that they didn't want to admit, but you would do it equally. And they didn't care who the president was. They didn't care who was in charge. They would launch the same hardcore investigations because their journalists used to be, they used to just be political hitmen. They tried to fire bullets at you to see if anything took you down. And if it didn't, fine. You were worthy of your office, but they didn't care what political party you were with. Now they do the same thing. Only they only do it to one side and not the other. They'll question President Trump, but they won't say anything to Joe Biden except, hey, what flavor milkshake did you get, Joe? Let's not forget that the FBI is holding a laptop where your son has very sensitive emails that were written about you getting money from China. Let's not forget that there may be other nefarious things, photos and whatnot on that laptop. Let's not forget that there's a major investigation and we're 2 weeks before an election. We have one question for you. What flavor milkshake did you get? Got chocolate and vanilla, because I'm not a racist like Donald Trump. I got one of each. I like them both. I'm going to mix them together. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break, man. This show went so fast, I can't believe it. We've got a couple more minutes. We're going to try to squeeze in a few more phone calls. So if you're trying to get through, stay on the line. If you're sending open mic messages, well, keep sending them. More of Whatever You Want Wednesday continues next, right after this. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay, 855-765-1045. Somehow over the break, I don't even remember how it happened, but we got on the topic of custom Markay Show ugly Christmas sweaters.
I'm so excited.
I don't know how it started, but it ended up with us finding a company that'll do them. So now we're going to design them, and we'll see if we can make that a thing. This company seems to do a really, really, really great job. 855-765-1045 is our number, 855-765-1045 is our number, and we have so many people that want to comment. We got to pick and choose here. Michelle's been waiting the longest in Orange Park. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, doing wonderfully, Michelle. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say today, Michelle?
Well, I just wanted to first let you know I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Avid listener, yes. The second thing I wanted to say real quick is I am still trying to figure out how Slimy Joe, sitting in his bunker throughout Trump running around doing all his rallies, it was almost like he knew he was going to win. That's what I thought, anyways.
Yeah.
And the second The third thing is they were talking about, you know, the Republicans are now starting to talk about voter fraud. Where's the proof? Blah, blah, blah. I keep hearing, oh, we found this. This person died. If you have five people, that's fraud. Recount the whole crap or have a new election. That's how I look at it.
There is
a new election for the state. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. And what happens, and you're right about this, Michelle, and thanks so much for calling. What happens with this party and every party, really, except the Democrats. It's the one thing the Democrats, I don't know where they got it from, but maybe it's just part of the whole psychosis. But we need more of it in the Republican Party, because what happens is Republicans will fight for a little while. Some Republicans will fight for a couple days, and then they'll be like, you know, Geraldo Rivera. And he'll be like, you know what? We fought hard, but it's over. Then you have Republicans that'll fight for like a week or two, and they'll be like, no, this is wrong. We have to stand up. We're going to investigate. And then after a week or two, they're like, well, look, it looks like we're wrapping up. We don't have the proof. So maybe we just have to welcome the new administration, and we'll start, you know, and the transition, we'll make sure that we have a peaceful transition. Those are your Mitch McConnells and your, you know, people in Congress and Senate that are like, we probably should move on now. It's been 2 weeks. After about a month or so, probably right before Christmas, you're going to get the next batch of usurpers who are like, we fought hard, but it's over. You didn't fight hard. You didn't fight hard. Democrats, to this day, are still fighting Donald Trump's election in 2016. That's 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and most of 2020. And when Donald Trump is gone from office, whether it's in 2021 or 2024, those people will still be fighting to get his tax returns, to get, you know, crimes against him and his family, to bring him down, to cause him bankruptcy and pain. There are people that will fight Donald Trump and the election of 2016 forever. They will dedicate their lives to it. They will never rest until they can prove their case. The only difference between them and the Republican Party, well, there's two differences. Number one, the Republican Party has a case. What we don't have is a whole bunch of people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and everybody on CNN and most of the people on MSNBC and half of the folks on Fox News who are willing to fight every single day forever until justice is served. We've got a handful of them, not nearly enough. But this fight isn't over. This fight doesn't end when the election's certified. This fight doesn't end on January 20th. This fight doesn't end on Election Day 2024. This fight never ends as long as there's people out there who are willing to try to steal any one of our rights, whether it's the freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, or the right to a free and fair election, the right to have your voice heard. Republicans, you got to fight. You got to fight every day, forever. 855-765-1045. I have to stop fighting today. We'll fight again tomorrow, 10 a.m. In the meantime, stay tuned. Traffic, weather, news, Rush Limbaugh, all coming up next on 104.5 WOKV.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.